Okay, so Lekavod Parshas Chayesar, which just passed, we're going to address a topic that is both marriage-related and Kriya Shema-related. If you've learned Kiddushin with me, so perhaps you may remember part of this Gemara, and we're going to speak about specifically language. When it comes to language, we know that in Halacha, many of the things that we do, part of our rituals to do things in Hebrew, and there are other things that we do in English. Right? We may question, can I daven in English? That's a classic question. I don't understand the words, so I always respond, so get an English sitter. There's an English translation. That's why I don't daven. But there are many times in Halacha where we demand that we use the Hebrew language, and other times maybe we're a little bit more lenient when we allow any language that we're comfortable with, perhaps a language we understand. So we're going to begin with a Kiddushin Gemara. This is Daf Vav Amud Aleph. If you take a look at the first page over here, the Gemara has a question with respect to the language we would use in marriage. So Rabbi First is getting married this afternoon, and he's going to say, I'm sure he'll remember, he's a smart guy, Hare an mikudeshet li b'tabat zu kedas Moshe b'Yisrael. So what is the language of marriage that we use is the language of Kiddushin. Mikudeshet means that from the language of being kadosh means you're separate, which means now the kala who's going to get married is going to be kadosh in a certain way where she now becomes prohibited to everybody else. That's what marriage does. So what if I don't use the language of Kiddushin? I use another language. You're going to be my wife. And then many other examples the Gemara gives on the top of the page. The Gemara's question is using a very strange word, but it's not so strange. It's actually found in the Torah. And that is the word charufasi. You are going to be my charufa. We don't even know what that means. I'm going to translate it as someone who's going to be designated to me. And we actually have that word in the Siddur. Because if we davened every day karbanos, we would speak about a karban asham that you would bring in violation of a particular situation, and that is the asham shifcha charufa. Charufa. Charufa means to be designated for something. We assume it means designated for marriage. The question is whether I can use the language. So is that I want to take a ring? Harayat charufasi. Does that work like the same language as Kiddushin? The Gemara asked, Ibailahu, Charufasi Mahu. So what's the halacha if you use the language of Charufasi, Tashma? The Gemara says, come and listen. Ditanyas, we learn in a brisa. Omer Charufasi Mikudeshes. If you say, you to a woman, you are my Charufa, you're the one designated to me, you are considered married. Why? Shekein B'Yehuda, Korin la arusa charufa, period. Because in Judea, in Israel, in certain parts of Israel, in the Yehuda section, the southern part of Israel, the language they would use for Kiddushin was actually charufa. So the words are interchangeable. Interesting. So what does the Gemara now say? Why am I allowed to say harayat charufa si? Because in Yehuda, in parts of the world, in a section of Eretz Yisrael, that happens to be the language of Kiddushin. Does that bother anybody? Should that bother you? I guess it's a language of Kiddushin, right? Where is it a language of Kiddushin? Only in Yehuda. So I want to use that language at the marina today. Right? Rabbi First wants to use the language of the marina. So he's going to use that language, and the Gemara is saying that's okay. Why? Because in Yehuda, if you go to Israel and you're in Hebron, if you're getting married, Parshas Chayesara, getting married in Hebron, so guess what? If you use the word charufa, that would be acceptable. So says the Gemara, take a look. The Yehuda hava ruba de alma. Is Yehuda the rove of the world? We can establish the language that's used in Yehuda becomes now the baseline for what we should be doing everywhere. So the Gemara says, no, we're going to reinterpret the Braisa. Hachikama. This is what it means. Ha'omer charufasi mikudeshes shene'amar v'hi shivcha necharefes le'ish. different. We're reinterpreting the Braisa. What are we saying? We're kind of adding words to the Braisa that did not exist. But we're arguing like this. Why are we allowed to get married with the language of Charufa? You will be designated to me, and I know that means designated for marriage and not for anything else. Why can I use that language? Because, remind me to bring in a sign in, Jen. Everyone's wondering what's going on here. Why am I, what's the point of being here if I can't sign in? So please remind me afterwards, or we'll type it up. Okay. So why is that sufficient? So the answer is because there's a pasuk that uses that word. Oh, if the Chumash uses that word, so clearly, it means designated for marriage, so that's why it's acceptable. So says the Gemara again. Ha'omer ha'charufa, see if you use the language of you are designated as a charufa to me, mikudeshes, shenemar, v'hishivcha necherefes l'ish. Now, you can't deny that the Braisa said what? That this is the language they use in Yehuda. And that was seemed to be the support for why this is acceptable. So the Gemara throws in, yes, va'od, and moreover, now we're bringing in the words of the Braisa, Yehuda koren la'arusa charufa. Because in Yehuda, they would call an arusa, a woman who was mikudeshes, they would call her a charufa. So the Gemara says, so I ask you, why am I allowed to use the language of charufa? So you would say, well, because the pasuk uses that language. That's the language of marriage according to the pasuk. So what are you going to ask? So what do I need the Gemara, the Braisa, to say what? That this is also the language they use where? In Yehuda. It's completely irrelevant. In fact, it almost minimizes the support that I have from the pasuk. So the Gemara asks that question. Says the Gemara, the Yehuda v'od likra. What do you mean? I have a pasuk. I need you to tell me this is a language they use in Yehuda, so that's okay? Now, that would be like saying, the pasuk says, you're supposed to say Shema every day. And by the way, in TABC, we say Shema every day. So why do we say Shema every day? Because that's what we do in TABC. No. But the original reason, because it says it in the Chumash. So you're going to tell me the fact that we do it here, that matters. The Torah says I'm supposed to do it. So the Gemara says, take a look. Elohachi kama. So now we try a third time to interpret what the Braisa means. Remember, the Braisa says Charufa works because it works in Yehuda. So you can't deny the Braisa said that. The problem was that doesn't help me when I live in Tinek, says the Gemara. Here we go. Elohachi kama. Ha'omer Charufa B'Yehuda mikudeshes shekein b'Yehuda koren la'arusa charufa. What changes? This is a huge change. What just changed? If I use the language, changes. What changes?
It has to be the regional dialect.
Okay. It's the dialect of that community. Meaning, where am I allowed to say hare at charufa si and give a woman a ring? Only if I'm getting married in Chevron. Only if I'm getting married in Beit Lechem. Only if I'm getting married in Yehuda. Because that's the language used. Now, that's a very different, that's a different read of the Braisa. Because the Braisa, the way we read it earlier was, Ha'omer Charufa Si Mikudeshes, sounds like anywhere, and the support was because they happened to do it in Yehuda. So, this is the way the Gemara reinterprets the Braisa, but realize it's a very different read than what the Braisa is saying. It's a very different explanation and very practically very different, says the Gemara. So now, one sec. Good, so that interprets the Braisa. But my ask Kina, what are we dealing with here? Ilema b'she'en medaber ima al iske gita v'kidu sheha minayada mai kamala. The Gemara says like this. The language of Charufa happens to be one of the languages in Yehuda, now that we're saying, that means Mikudeshes. True? True. But you know what other language, you know what Charufa actually means? No, it actually means to be designated for any sort of purpose. So I go over to a girl, and I remember in those days I wasn't taking out a ring. Maybe a ring was a little bit more obvious. But rather, I take out something to make a kinyan, to show that we're serious about something. And I say, you are my charufa. Now, she's a, let's say, I don't know, a 20-year-old girl. And and I need a, I just started my business. I'm 24. I'm out working, and I need a secretary. So I go over to her and say, listen, I want to make an official halacha kinyan that you're going to be designated to be my secretary because I just opened up my new office. So the word harufa means to be designated for anything. It could be for marriage. It could be for a job. So the Gemara asks, how would this woman know if I'm just giving her something, whatever that shows that I'm making some type of acquisition or there's some type of transaction here? Obviously, a ring would be a little bit more obvious. But if it's not, or I give her here, I give her some money here. You know, this is the bonus. This is a sign-up bonus. So how does she know what I'm talking about? So the Gemara says, well, if what we were doing for the few days before this, we were dating and we were talking about getting married, and then I say, you're going to be my charufa, and I give her something of value. So it's obvious that, what do I mean? I mean that I want to get married. So look what the Gemara says. But my asking, what are we dealing with? They throw in the word get because the same thing would be true when it comes to divorce. How would she know what I'm saying to her? She had no idea. If we weren't dating, we weren't talking about marriage, and how does she know what I'm asking her to do? The word is not a language. It's used for many other designations. So the Gemara says, Ve'ela. And if you want to argue, so no, we were dating, and we were talking about marriage, and then I took out something, and I said, you're going to be my charufa. Well, guess what? I don't need a Gemara to tell me that means the language of marriage, because it's obvious. If we were talking about marriage prior to that, look at the Gemara says, this Don, right? Even if I didn't say anything to her, this Don, as the Mishnah says, if I'm speaking with a woman about marriage, and I gave her what? Kesef kiddushin, velo piresh, but I didn't say specifically what the money was for. Rabbi Yossi Omer Dayo. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tzorach Lefarish. Rabbi Yossi says that's sufficient. Va'amar Rabbi Huna Amar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Yossi. So what's going on here? Mimanafshach. If we weren't talking about marriage, she has no idea what I'm saying. And if we were talking about marriage, I wouldn't even need to use the word harufa. We would be married regardless. So the Gemara wants to know what is the case where we're talking about a man and a woman, and the man uses the language of harufa, that there's a big chiddush that in the section of Yehuda, of Israel, that's considered a language of marriage. If we weren't talking about marriage, you have no idea what I'm talking about. And if we were talking about marriage, I wouldn't even need to use that word. Says the Gemara, Amri lo lo midabim melas kigida v'kidushoyah. We were talking about marriage. Watch this. Sometimes everybody knows that I can end up, we use a phrase, kol hamosif goreah. Sometimes if I say too much, I actually subtract. We know this to be true with friendships and other situations, right? You're writing an answer on my Gemara test. So everything looked really good, and then you wrote that extra line, and I'm like, you have no idea what you're talking about. And then you get it all wrong. But it was fine until there. Yes, but this makes it very clear that you have no idea what the answer is. Okay, so I could be nice and give you partial credit. That's a whole question. But anyway, but the same thing is true here. If we were talking about marriage prior to this, and I give the woman money, we're married. We're absolutely married. Because it's very clear what my intention was. But if we're talking about marriage, and then I give her money, and I say, you are my charufa, that actually can make it worse. Because then it's actually not clear that I had the word had marriage in mind, because I use a language that's actually used to hire someone. Says the Gemara, the Eid Yahiv Love is Shasik. If you gave her the money and you were quiet, Hachinami, you're right, you would be married. Hacha b'mayas kinon the Yahav La, you gave her the money. The Amar La b'hani lishne, and I use this language, Charufa, as an example. The Achikami Bailei, this is the Gemara's question. Hani lishne likidushi kamala, o dilma limalacha kamala. What's the Gemara unsure of what charufa means? Am I?
Are you hiring her or engaging her?
Good, am I engaging her or am I hiring her? I don't know. Says the Gemara teku. The Gemara answered the question. We're not sure. We're not sure. So when you finish the Gemara, there are a lot of loose ends. First of all, let's say I'm in America and I want to use the language of charufa. So you would say, well, that's never okay. We're talking about marriage prior to that. Still may not matter because charufa is not a language you use here. I'm in Yehuda, I want to use the language of charufa. So what did I do? We were not talking about marriage. And I used the language of charufa. Is that okay? We were talking about marriage. I used the language of charufa. Is that okay? The Gemara is not sure. What do I mean by that? How do I clarify that? So what we have to understand is, practically speaking, and we'll see how this plays out, is when I want to use a language that may be specific to a particular area, to a particular location, province, what have you. So how do we treat that? How do we treat that there? How do we treat it elsewhere? How does this Gemara now bear out in other areas of halacha? So if you turn over the page, I want you to bring your attention to the Ritva. The Ritva on this sugya, comes to the following conclusion based on the shak levitaria, the give and take in the Gemara. Take a look. It's the Dibur HaMaschil is Elohachi Kamar Homer Charufasi Shekem Yehuda Karav Narusa Charufa. So take a look. Vishamina Meach, it's underlined, and we learn from here. Shekidushin Shenemru Bechol Lashon Shemashma Uso Ba'oso Makom Lashon Kiddushin Havin Kiddushin. The way Kiddushin works is like this. If I am going to use the language of Kiddushin, I'm going to use Charufa, whatever the word. The Gemara had many, many examples. What I'm going to say today, you're going to be my wife, you're going to be engaged to me, betrothed, whatever language you want. In fact, engaged may not be a good word. Because engagement, the way we use engagement, does not have any halachic significance at all. Betrothal, what does that mean? Marriage, what does that mean? So kiddushin is the classic word. But says the Ritva, it becomes very clear from the Gemara because the Gemara concluded that what? That the only way to understand the Braisa was that I'm using the language of charufa. Where is it effective? Only in Yehuda. It wouldn't be effective anywhere else. Wouldn't be effective in any other place except Yehuda. And therefore, if I want to use a particular language for marriage, it has to be the language of that province. Okay? Af al pi she'eno lashon Torah. Even though that may not be the language the Chumash uses. It's true. In the Torah, ki kach ish isha, it says, let's say in Parshas Ki Seitz, it comes to marriage, is likuchin. So I could say, harayat likucha si, and that is the language of marriage. But I can use languages that are not from the Torah necessarily, and not even from the rabbis, but if this is understood in this province to mean marriage, to be in halachic Torah marriage, so then that's going to be acceptable. V'omer l'loazos belaz, v'aravis l'aravim, v'yivonish l'yivonim. Yes, and those who speak a foreign language, you can use that foreign language. And if you speak Arabian or Arabic, so that works for the Arabs. And if you speak Greek, that works for the Greeks. Fine. That's the way it should be. If you turn over the page, however, you look at the Rambam. You have to pay attention for what's not found in the Rambam. For what the Rambam omits. Take a look. Says the Rambam, Hilchos Ishus Perigimel Halachaches, V'yesh le'ish le'kadesh ha'isha b'chol lashon shehi makeres ba. What is the key factor? The key ingredient is what? That any language that what? That she understands. V'hiye mashma hadvarim ba'osa halashon shekana'a kamosh berarnu. And it should be so, from the language that you use, it should be understood that you are acquiring her, as long as she understands it. Okay, so watch this. Ready? Let's say, perfect. Let's say you have a couple, and they live in Israel. They live in Yerushalayim, live in Hebron or something. And they made Aliyah, and of course, early on, their parents are completely supporting them, as maybe for a long time. And the parents say, listen, the whole family lives in America. We're making the wedding here. They say, no, we want to make the wedding in Israel. And they say, good, you want to pay for the wedding? You can make the wedding in Israel. So, where's the wedding? It's in America. So, the whole family's here. We're not flying everybody to Israel, although, you know, you could argue, people make weddings, could argue it ended up being cheaper to fly everybody to Israel and make a wedding in Israel than making a wedding here. But okay, you'll see that one day. But okay, everyone's going to, we know, the grandparents, it's too difficult for them to travel. Wedding's going to be here, at the marina. Fine. So what happens? They're under the chuppah. And he takes out a wig and says, Hare at charufasi. Are they married or are they not married? So according to the Ritva,
no.
They're not married. Why not? Because very good. Because the language of charufa is not a language of marriage in New York and New Jersey. Aye, but she recognizes, she understands exactly what this means. They've been living in Israel, living in Yerushalayim, living in the Hebron. That's the language of Yehuda. And the Rambam would say that that's acceptable. Now, the problem, if you read the Gemara, is that who makes more sense according to the conclusion of the Gemara? The back and forth. Who fits in better? What did the Gemara say? It says, Ibailahu, you say charufasi, you're mikudeshes. Why? Because in Yehuda, that works. Gemara says, okay, so Yehuda's the rest of the world. No. Mi charufa works because it says it in the Chumash. So why do you need to mention Yehuda? Okay, scratch that. If you use the word charufa in Yehuda, that's acceptable. So right away, what do I see? It seems the conclusion of the Gemara is, the way to read the Braisa, is that it's only effective where you live. Only effective if that language is used in that province. So the Rambam is somewhat difficult. How did the Rambam read this Gemara and come to the conclusion, right? This omission, which becomes very apparent what he means, that I can use the language of charufa anywhere, as long as she understands it. So take a look at the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah is bothered by this question. And there are several possibilities. We'll discuss a couple of them. So I have an underline for you. Vinire. It appears to me, says Rav Yosef Karo in the Kesef Mishnah, Shilafichach kasav harambam deha'omer charufasi Hare ze mikudesh stam. Stam means anywhere in general. No specifics, no particulars. Charufasi is acceptable as long as she understands it, even though you're not in Yehuda. Why? Dekai mishum, dekai malon karabi akiva, debechetzya shifcha, bechetzya baschorin, hakas of medaber. This is a wild, brilliant, creative answer. Watch this. The Gemara quoted a pasuk, did it not? It spoke about a shifcha charufa, and it says, "Oh, the Torah uses the language v'hi shifcha necherefes la'ish." What's that talking about? So here's the case: there is a woman; she has a status of some type of slave, of some non-Jewish slave. She's married to an eved ivri, and a man has relations with her. That's not considered full-fledged arayos, and therefore there's malkos, And there's a carbon asham called an asham shifra harufa. If I have time at the end, I'll give you a pshat the way I understand that biderech drush. I once spoke in shul about this a couple of years ago. But nonetheless, that's what the Torah says. Who is this woman? So there's a machlokas tanoim. Some claim she's a shifra knas. She's a completely non-Jewish slave who's allowed to be married to an Eved Ivri. You may know an Eved Ivri, the master's allowed to give an Eved Ivri a shifcha to live with, to have children. But Rabbi Akiva claims that this woman, who is the shifcha harufa, is actually half slave, half free. She was owned by two masters, and one master freed her. What happens when you're freed from slavery as an Eved Ivri, as an Eved Kanani or a shifcha Kanani? You become Jewish. What is she now? She is half Jewish. She's half Jewish. And she's Oresis married to an Eved Ivri. Is there a difference between a marriage between a full-fledged Shifcha Harufa, Shifcha Knanis with an Eved Ivri, and a half-slave, half-free woman to an Eved Ivri? Well, there's a huge difference. If she's half-slave and half-free, part of her is Jewish. And that means when the Torah uses the language of necherefes le'ish, she is married, designated to an Eved Ivri. Guess what kind of marriage that is? That's partially a Jewish marriage. If she were a Shifcha Kananis, what kind of marriage would that be? There is no such thing as Kiddushin with a non-Jew. They're living together. It's not husband and wife, according to halacha. But if she's half slave, half free, then what? It's partial Jewish marriage. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva, the Rambam understood that the pasuk that speaks about a shifcha harufa is actually understanding the pasuk like Rabbi Akiva did. Which is what? What's this woman? She is half slave, half free. That means if she's married to an Eved Ivri, what kind of marriage is that? It's partially a Jewish marriage. Therefore, what does the language of Harufa mean automatically? It means Kiddushin. It couldn't mean Kiddushin if the woman were not Jewish. But if she is partially Jewish, then I have a pasuk that supports the notion that the word Harufa means what? It means real marriage. And therefore, says the Rambam, despite the fact that the Gemara here has a further discussion, it's irrelevant if we pass it like Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, since the word Harufa is a Torah marriage word, then that works not only in Yehuda, it works everywhere. Brilliant. Brilliant answer to the question. However, he has another possibility. Take a look. One second. Yeah. I'm going to skip to Va'od Yesh Lomar. It is the third very wide line, Va'ayin Yud Lamid, towards the end of that line. Va'od Yesh Lomar. Sherabenu Sover Dekushyas V'Yehuda Ve'od Lekra Lav Kushi. When the Gemara said, hey, hold on, I don't get this. You already had a pasuk from the Chumash. You need Yehuda to support what you're talking about, that word means marriage. I don't need that. To look at the end of the line, Ukida Amrinan Be'oma Lototafos Arba Batim Shekin Korin Bekasvi Tat Shtaim Uva Afriki Pat Shtaim. Turn back to the first page. This is also incredible. Take a look. We asked the question, and the Gemara then quoted the pasuk, and there's the pasuk, v'hi shifcha, a few lines into where we started the Gemara, v'hi shifcha necherefes l'ish. The Gemara assumed that it had a Torah source, it had a proof text that the language of harufa means marriage, right? And then the Gemara said, what? The Gemara said, va'od, and moreover, b'yehuda korin ma'arusa harufa. In Yehuda, they call an arusa harufa. Why is the Gemara bothered by that? I don't need you to tell me after I have a pasuk that the language of chalufa means marriage, to now tell me that in Yehuda that means marriage. I don't need a minog in Judea to prove to me what the Chumash says, right? So the Gemara went on and said, okay, you're right, I'll change that. What was the Gemara's final answer? You're not married anywhere with the language of Harufa, you're married where in? Yehuda only. Says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam rejects what the Gemara just did. Why? Because we have other situations where the Gemara will quote a pasuk, and because in certain countries this is the language they use, that proves to me what the pasuk means. And I'll give you a great example. He says, the Gemara at the beginning of Sanhedrin wants to know, how do you know there are four parashios in the Tefillin Shel Rosh? How do you know that? What's it called? The Hayu Le Totafos Beinecha. What does Le Totafos mean? So it translates as a sign. How does that mean four? So listen to what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, in African, the word, I forget which one, there are two languages, Coptic and African. In one of those languages, the word tat, totafot, is made up of four letters, right? Totafot. Tet tet means two, and pay tough means two, in two completely different languages. And therefore, I know the word letotafot means how many parshios? Means four. What's going on here? I need you to tell me languages in other countries, and that proves to you what the Chumash means? The answer is yes. Sometimes when we have customs in certain places of what language means, that can reveal to us what the Chumash actually meant. Says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam was operating according to that. So when the Braisa said what? When you use the language of Charufa to get married, you're married. Why? Because in Yehuda, that's what Charufa means. It means marriage. Hold on a second. That really works? Well, no, I have a pasuk. And in Yehuda, they could use the word Charufa. I need Yehuda to support the pasuk? The answer is yes. So what do we conclude based on this? If we're reading the Gemara this way, if you use the language of Charufa, where?
Everywhere.
You're married because it happens to be in Yehuda they use the language Charufa means marriage. Yes, using a particular language in one or two places only can actually tell you what the Torah means for a word, the definition of a word, which may be applicable everywhere in the world. That's possibility too. So there are others, but those I found the most, certainly the most creative. But we have what seems to be Machlokas Rambam and the Ritva, right? The Rush also happens to hold like the Ritva. And that is, and this is an important question. It's not only this area, but when it comes to, let's say, marriage, I want to use the language of Charufa, says the Rush and the Ritva. That works in Yehuda. That's not going to work anywhere else. And the Rambam says, no. The Gemara, if you read the Gemara the way I read the Gemara, Charufa is a language that can be used anywhere. In fact, there's a Rabbeinu Chananel who completely, in his Girsah, his text of the Gemara, the entire back and forth here doesn't exist. The Grod of Vilnagon in Evin Ezer, in Simon Chav Zion, where this is found, says that's why the Rambam said what he said. He was following the Girsah of Rabbeinu Chananel, which would have made today's shiur very, very short. You know, would have said, we would have quoted a braisa that says, if you get married, use the language of Charufa, you're married. Why? Because in Yehuda, that's the language of marriage. Okay, where is that effective? It's effective everywhere. And the whole question never got off the ground. Now take a look in the Mishnah Berurah. So you say, what does it have to do with me? When I get married, they're going to put that thing in front of me. It's the card. I'm going to use the language of Mikudeshet. Not going to change anything around. It complicates matters. That's the way it is. But just don't use such a big... I was at a wedding where someone had... Hare Mikudeshet, it wasn't on a little card. It was like on a big piece of paper. I was one of the Eidei Kiddushin. And there's the ring. Just imagine, I'm here. This is the paper the Chassan's using. And this is how the ring goes, the Kalas hands here, and this is how the ring goes on, completely blocked by the paper. So someone rather young was Misada Kiddushin, so I didn't want to make a whole scene. But I called Rabbi Sobolovsky afterwards, so he said, you should do that again. So we got, I told him Misada Kiddushin that I called Rabbi Sobolovsky, and sometime during the meal, after the second dance, we went over to the corner there, we got the other eight Kiddushin, we did an official Kiddushin, and they were married. But I didn't see it. So whatever is, don't either memorize it or use a small card so the Eidim can actually see what's happening. Okay. What? No, we call that the chuppah. Yeah, that's acceptable. Okay. Anyway, if you look here in the Bir Halacha, look at this. They're speaking about saying Kriya Shema, which actually, if you look in Sima Samach Beis, in Sif Beis, it says Yachol Lekrosa B'Chalashon. You're allowed to read Shema in any language. Oh, great. Can mean in English, mean in Greek, mean in Arabic, right? No problem. Says the Bir Halacha. Look at the bottom by my arrow. V'da'od dirinirali b'pshitos. It seems to me that it's obvious. The osan devarim hanemorin b'cholashom. Hu davka im anshe ose hamedina medavin kach. Keep that in mind. You want to say Shema in English? It has to be here. If you're going to Eretz Yisrael, you're spending the year there, so you say, listen, I'm not going to Hesder Yeshiva, I'm not speaking Hebrew, everyone has to learn English here, and I'm even going to daven my Shema in English, right, to show everybody they need to learn English. In fact, you may be Israeli Chavrut says, could you daven next to me, I want to learn English. So you daven Shema in English. Guess what? Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Bir Halacha, nope. That's not, unless you want to argue that they all have to learn English in school. So maybe they speak English there as well. That may be. But it has to be where they speak in that Medina. Who is this like? It's like the opinion of whom? Of the, right, of the Rush, of the Ritva. Avlam Anshe HaMedina Einam, turn over the page. In the Bir Halacha Einam Yicholim L'Dabir V'Zeh HaLashon. Barakhu va'od eze anashim yichidim yodim ze halashon. Only you and a few other individuals happen to know this language. Ze lo nechshav lashon klal medina zo sheina makaris bezo halashon. Because they don't recognize this language. I'll say, who cares if they recognize it? I understand it. I'm davening. No, may not make a difference. Okay? Debishlaman, this is an important rule. When we speak about Hebrew, you may say, well, I don't understand Hebrew either. Guess what? Hebrew is an inherent language, and Hebrew works even if you don't understand it. The Bishlam Alashon HaKodesh, who Lashon Mitzad HaEtzem. The Torah, the world was created in Hebrew. That has the status of language before any other. Ma She'ein Kein She'ar Lashon Einenu Ki'im Mitzad Heskem HaMedina. That would be like saying currency. So what's Hebrew is like a piece of silver, a piece of gold. What kind of value does that have? That has value everywhere, right? But if I have a dollar bill, so that may not have value. Obviously, we know in every country you can exchange money, and that may be true, but a dollar bill generally has value here. You want to walk into a store in Israel to buy something, you have a dollar, say, listen, I'm not taking dollars, and I'm not dealing with the whole exchange thing. Get yourself shekel. So it doesn't have, that currency doesn't have value there. Okay, yeah?
How many people in the country doesn't have them?
Right.
So, it's like 100 million people in the United States speak Spanish.
Right. Maybe. Right. What does Lashon Medina mean? Right. Lashon Medina, is that the official language of the province? Or because this is a melting pot, so then, we have it, and you have Russian in Israel as another example. Yeah.
Why can't you just say that if you know what your intent is and your wife knows what your intent is and she understands the language, then...
Good. So the answer is, that's like the Rambam. That's the Rambam. But the Ritva and the Rush would disagree. That's exactly the point. Why? Because they're learning the Gemara the way we read it the first time. In Yehuda, you can use the language of Harufa. Only because it's in Yehuda, and that's the language they speak. There's something not only about understanding, right? They have to understand conceptually what's happening here. It's not about, do we understand what's going on? It's about the concept where an amira is necessary, where lashon language is essential, whether or not that's going to have an impact on what we're doing. In fact, the Birkas Rav and others claim that this may explain, we may be able to follow the Ritva and the Rush in the following way. There's a huge discussion, and when we learn Kedushin, we spend a lot of time on the Daf Hei, and that is whether Amira, the actually phrase of Hare At, is essential for the marriage. Is it just something that clarifies what's happening, or is it essential for the marriage? It could be that the Rush and the Dura believe that it's essential for the marriage to have an Amira component, no different than saying Kriya Shema, which is a Kriya, mitzvah of Kriya. And therefore, it has to follow the objective language, what's considered Amira here, as opposed to us understanding what's going on. Okay? And therefore, he says, V'kevan she'en anshei hamedina zo makim v'lashon zen, lo nikra lashon klal. Viraya l'devarai, I'll prove, says the Mishnah Berurah, mikidushin vavam and aleph. Here it is. Ha'omer harufa si bi'yuda mikudesha, shekein bi'yuda korin larusa harufa. Al b'sharei mekamos, eino mikudesha. Af al pisha, af sheshneim kivnu l'shem kidushin. Mikidushin b'chalashon. Af al pichein, ke'evan de'ein lashon ze lashon kidushin ba'oso makom. Have ki'ilu nasam kesef v'lo amar klum. That's not an amira, because that's not amira here. That's not the way we say it here. Clearly, the Bir Halacha is operating along the lines of the Ritva and the Rush. But it's amazing, if you were learning Hilchos Kriya Shema and you were reading this Bir Halacha, you probably would not have the background that you now have in understanding what it means to use a lashon. And is the definition the lashon ba'osa medina, because it has to have a status. Same thing with currency. This has a certain status here. This is the dollar bill. This is legal tender in this country, in this place. What do we say? No. Language is about, do the two parties involved in the transaction understand what's going on? Okay. So then it doesn't matter. If this is a language that people use, so then that should be acceptable. Machlokas between the Rambam on the one hand and the Drush and the Rush on the other. And I know I'm moving it over. Have a good day, everybody.